Hello, Mr. Johnson. We need you to see right away. We have trouble about your discomfort. I think it might get to Mark as well. Mark might have discomfort in the yes. So you come right away, Mr. Johnson. We need to check your discomfort.
How the hell does he know who you are? Apart from, of course, his favorite show, My Extra Life, which you should be listening every day, listener thing.
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
This is Brendan from the Falcon Twin webcomic and podcast, and you're listening to This Week in Shit. You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with the word she can get what she came for.
Hey everybody, welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, your host, and this is show number 72. And the date is the, 25th of January, 2006. Holy cow, 72 shows in the bag, and we're still here. But when I say we, I might have to explain, but I'll do that in a second. We want to give a couple of shout-outs, as they like to say in the podcasting world, a shout-out. I hate that term. But I will, I'll shout them out nonetheless. We want to thank mindonthenet.com for their fine hosting of the myextralife.com website, which you should visit toot sweet with all haste, because there you'll find the blog, you'll find the three times a week comic that I write, and you'll find archives to this fine program, as well as links to my other podcasts. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Not a whole lot because, you know, I'm not all about pimping my other work, right? You know what I mean? G money. Anyway, so thanks to them, and also thanks very much to youbuynow.com and Brian over there for their official sponsorship of this program. We are now going to call them an official sponsor. We have a great giveaway from them coming later, and again, another chance for you to save money when you go to youbuynow.com. And special thanks to Brian for that. And let's see, I think that's all the big, fat, hairy announcements we've got, except for the following. Let me start by introducing the gang. Go with me here. The first guy on the list would be Brian from South Carolina. And Brian, it's always good to have you here. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing great.
That's
and
great.
Since we're speaking ghetto, I guess I might as well tell you my street name is MC A-hole.
MC A-hole in the hizzy.
How you doing?
In the hizzazz. Or however they say it. When I say they, I don't know who that is. But anyway, welcome to the show, Brian. Now,
thank you.
Let me move on to our other members who are... wait.
Oh, hello?
There's no one else here.
There sure isn't.
What the crap?
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, what the crap, dude? Freaking the Floridian is moving today. That's Andrew. Andrew moved to Sarasota, and the problem, I guess, he ran into... And I guess you talked to him, right?
Yeah, I did, for a few minutes.
Yeah, and he says... that he's moving and they can't get the internet to work the way he needs to in the new place. And so I guess Sarasota's got internet problems.
Yeah.
And therefore Andrew does. So Andrew is not here. However, we will be phoning him and we have a message from him as well. We'll play that first. But we'll be giving him a call here in a minute and kind of catch up and see what's going on. They claim it's not intentional. And then everyone's favorite Colombian is what, working for the cartel now? They say he can't do the show.
I think he's in prison actually. No, he said he was living in a cave. He said he just got a new place. He has, I'll let him tell. I don't want to give away all of his good material.
Okay, we're going to call him, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got a lot of phone work to do tonight, and we may actually prank call a local pizza place as well, just for fun, because we'll kind of be at it at the time. But anyway, we're going to miss those guys. Now, you might say to yourself, well, where's the other guy? Well, Mark's not here either.
No.
Nope, the mic over there is clear. There's nobody here. I tried to get a hold of some other folks to see if they maybe wanted to join in. But you know what? We realized that when it comes right down to it, who else do you need but me and Brian?
That's all. That's what I was thinking.
Those guys are going to love that when they hear it. But they are horribly, sorely missed. The show isn't the same without them. But we do still have plenty to talk about and lots of cool stuff. So don't leave. Don't hang up. Don't change the dial. Is that even possible with podcasting? I don't think it is. Well, they could change songs, I guess, or change tracks, or maybe
yeah,
I
don't
could
hit the stop button.
Yeah, if I get my nomenclature correct, I wanted to throw that word in today. Use it once a day. That's the goal. But
this is where we could really use Andrew.
Yeah,
that's what the crap that means.
Because he'd go, "Here's my impression. Ready? Here's Andrew." So I would say that's where we use our nomenclature, and he'd go, and then he would go. And then he would say, he'd go, oh, and then he'd be thinking of a good one, right? A good snappy something. Yeah.
And he'd then be cooking it up.
Yeah, and then he'd finally go, that's what you get when you go down to the Lowe's to pick up lumber, or something like that. good old Andrew.
That's
and then Obsidian would say, Scott.
Mr. Scott.
And Mark would go, "I don't have a website." And who else can we impersonate? Anyway, so it's good times for all. We're happy to be here. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Let's jump right into a couple of things before we give a call to those guys. And today's going to be a little bit random because normally we kind of have a topic, and without having the entire body of people here, it's not as much worth it. So we do have some things to talk about and touch on, but this is going to just be a little bit different show than perhaps the Extra Life listening audience is used to. Not too different. I mean, it's still me. It's still
we're
me
still
and
here.
You. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
come on.
No, we're just missing those other guys.
We're already assuming people hate this. That's what's funny. Oh, well.
Don't hate us.
Don't hate us. Love us for who we are. But as always, this week we have a ton of participation, not precipitation.
No.
Which precedes evaporation. Sorry, my kids have been teaching me things today. They learned in school. They learned that Odin is the main god in Norse mythology. Is that correct? Do I have that
really?
Right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and she called when I called her on the phone and said, "What did we learn in school today?" My daughter, who's the middle one, who's 8, she says to me, "We learned about mythology of the what are they called? Not the Norwalk.
Norse mythology.
Yeah, the Norse mythology. But what are the guys called with the horns on their helmets?"
Oh, the Vikings.
The Vikings. Gosh, dang it.
Wow.
The Minnesota football team, for heaven's sake. Those guys, I said, she says, "You know who the god was?" I said, "Who?" And she said, "Otis." I thought was funny because he's usually in jail while Barney and Andy are joking about him being in jail. But anyway,
that's funny.
There's an obscure joke for classic TV lovers.
Yeah.
And since our average audience is like 16, they won't know what the hell we're talking about. All right.
Hey, did we talk about this already? Did I talk about on the air? I was watching watching TV the other day, and Andy Griffith came on, and they did not have the classic whistling intro.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
What did they do?
Some kind of random music. I never heard it before.
Oh, I know why this is. I actually have, if you go to Walmart, you know that giant bin, and they have a ton of, like, dollar videos in it?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Stay with me. No, but in that big bin, they have those dollar videos, and I bought an Andy Griffith collection, okay?
Yeah.
And they did that. That's what they did at the beginning of these. I think there's some licensing problem with that theme.
Huh.
Somebody must
that
own
is wild.
It.
So it's a whistle.
Yeah, I'll bet Andrew would know.
Get a life.
He'd pipe up
and
go,
"Yeah, he would know.
The whole world's going to be run by a pile of lint." That's what he would say. And then we would all
and
go,
"My belly button is the god."
Oh, we miss Andrew already.
Yeah.
We're making up for him just fine. Okay, we got a lot of calls this week, not a lot, but a few, and we got one from, let's listen to this call from Dean Cain.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know Obsidian's going to be sad he missed this, but anyway, here's Dean Cain telling us like it is, bro, yo.
Hey, guys, this is Dean Cain. I really appreciate all the shout-outs I've been getting on the program. I listen to it. I love it. It's good to hear some genuine appreciation for my work. I get a lot of tongue-in-cheek criticism and all, but you guys seem to really, you know, be into what you do, what I've been doing. But you know, I was just wondering if especially and you guys had caught what I think is one of the biggest stretches I've ever done as an actor. It's a movie called Best Men. I was in it with the guy who played young Indiana Jones and Andy Dick, and I'm a gay Marine in it. You guys should really check it out. I think it's, there was some talk of a Golden Globo, the Colombian Golden Globe, for the performance. I don't know. But I hope you guys check out the movie. And, I might be calling in later to check in with you about some news about a sequel to a film that you might be interested in another week. So take care. I love the show. Bye.
All right. So finally, after, what, 20 shows or more of us referring to Dean Cain as if he's somehow...
He better recognize,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Now we have him calling in. Apparently, he's between jobs a little bit. He's not doing the Believe It or Not crap anymore.
Oh, he isn't?
I don't think so. I think he's out of that. I think that show went away. It was on TLC or Discovery something.
Well, I never watched it, but you know.
I think it's toast now.
I'm terribly disappointed. Someone's here.
Someone's here. I don't know if that's for us or not. We're going to find out here shortly. The doorbell just rang. We'll keep going as if nothing's happening. But at any point in our lives, where was I talking about? I've been thrown off by the door.
I don't know. Somebody coming in?
I don't know. We're waiting to see. Hold on.
What the crap?
Hold on. No.
Hold on. I'll wait for it.
Nope.
Wait for
it. I think it's a kid.
I think it's Sasquatch.
He's looking for his mommy. I don't know what's going on. Where was I? Oh, so that was Dean Cain. Dean, thanks for calling us.
Dean Cain, thank you,
Dean. Let us know how your career keeps going downhill. We'd appreciate it.
This show is pretty bad.
Yeah. Yes. We got a Scottish call.
Ooh.
I don't mean one that's sort of me-ish. I mean actually from Scotland. This is from, I forgot his name, but this is a pretty good call, I think. And I think it's worth playing simply for the accent. I'll admit this right now. I think, now I'm talking about girls here, all right? Not this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I think chicks who have a Scottish accent, it's simply the hottest accent a chick can have.
It is so true. Anybody has an accent, it's like, oh, yeah. How you doing? Well, any girl,
right.
And the same for guys, too. I mean,
no dudes.
For girls watching guys.
Yeah, dude. Girls,
you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you mean. I do not
Don't
question.
Don't call me gay.
I'm not questioning you at all much, more than I used to. Just kidding. All right, so funny. Here, we're going to listen to what he has to say. I forgot his name.
I miss Mark.
Yeah. Speaking of Utah accents, okay, here we go. 10:48. Oh, sorry, not supposed to read that. Here it is, our Scottish listener.
Hey, Brian, Andrew, Obsidian, Scott, and Mark, if you're there. My name's Sandy, and I'm calling from Scotland. I just thought I'd leave a quick message, because I've not really got anything to say, and I've not seen what's happening in tonight, tomorrow, kind of show. I just want to say I've been listening since September. I think it was the VG Cat show, and I've not missed a single show because it's been absolutely fantastic listening to the humour, all the stories, the interest, Dean Cain, you know. I just think it's absolutely fantastic and great work with it. Yeah, so take care and keep the good work up.
Okay, so we don't normally, we don't play a lot of the real complimentary calls because
it's just kind of
self-flagellation or whatever.
Do you know how boring that would be if it was not Scottish?
I know,
that
dude.
Was like,
that
just makes it so great.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, I mean, everything is made better by a Scottish or British accent, is my opinion.
Yeah.
And so
He
could have read right out of, like, War and Peace or
Isaiah
or
he could have read the
something.
Back of the cereal box or something.
Yeah, or a book in the Old Testament when it sounded like gold with that guy talking. So,
gold, Jerry, gold.
So we appreciate that Scottish man whose name I keep forgetting. He'll love that. He'll love that I forget. So thanks a lot for that. Now let's hear from our call from Andrew because this explains what's going on in his life. So here you go.
Hey, Scott and Brian and Obsidian. This is Andrew. I am now firmly seated on the throne. No, I'm firmly seated in Sarasota, but I'm having some problems with the broadband over here. They have really high-speed broadband, 8 meg downloads, and 673K uploads, which is blows away what I had from Bright House, but I have to trade in this old modem. So my broadband right now blows. It's tolerable to play WoW, but other than that, I need to go down there and update it, so I probably won't be on the show tonight. But I wanted to record this for you guys so, you know, you can play it, and it's like I'm there. So let's see. I heard a rumor that Dean Cain and Christopher Lambert and Wesley Snipes and the entire cast of House of the Dead are making Future Sports 3 Battle in the Jiggy Dome, and that's supposed to come out next year. So I think O will be definitely looking forward to that. And basically, other than that, I hope O can keep up the work of the obscure songs and jokes while I'm not there tonight. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later, maybe, or otherwise I will see you next Tuesday. Thanks.
All right, you bonehead with your bad internet.
You piece of crap.
Obsidian's not here to reference anything.
None.
He's referencing the cave floor he's moved into as he hides from the Federales. So we miss Andrew, and we're going to call him here in a minute, so we won't miss him that much. So
it's
probably a waste to even play that because we're going to call him anyway, but that's cool. But before we do any of that, can we have a contest?
Let's do it. Let's have a contest. What do you want to do?
Okay, sorry.
Hooch is alcohol, is it not?
I know. I don't know why I say it. Everything that I can't name readily off the top of my head, I call it my hooch.
It's a bad habit
of mine, but anyway.
That's my dog. Yeah. My dog, Hooch.
You really have a dog named Hooch?
No.
Oh, like Turner and Hooch.
From the movie. Turner and Hooch.
See, that's why we need Andrew. That's why we need Andrew, dude, to go, oh, yeah, you mean Turner and Hooch, 1984, a film with Tom Hanks, blah, 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 blah. Oh, well. I have in my hands from the Lord of the Rings, well, not from the Lord of the Rings, from youbuynow.com. These are called Mini Mates. Mini figures. They're collectibles, and those are neat.
Yeah.
They're made by Art Asylum. Twisted Toys for Crazy Kids with a Z.
I like them.
That's hip and happening. They are pretty cool. They kind of remind me of like Jumbo.
Weeble Wobbles?
No, kind of like Jumbo Lego people.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Kind of
rounded heads and
yeah,
yeah. It's hard to explain, but I've got this is a Lord of the Rings collection. This is Gimli and Legolas together at last.
Oh yeah,
they were always together. but they are they're represented here in their full regalia, of course, in these mini collectible format. But it's part of a collection of the whole. I guess the whole everyone's available. Saruman's on here, dude. That's cool.
Does your wife love Legolas as much as my wife does?
Yeah, she thinks he's the bomb. In fact, there were times where I wondered if the only reason she wanted to see those films was because of him.
I know it's a fact.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why she watches it all.
I like him too. I mean, he's cool and everything.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be my favorite character. Actually, I tend to be a little dark with my characters. My favorite character is Boromir.
Yeah, I agree. That's me too. I like Boromir.
I like the complex, kind of goofed up characters, kind of the Darth Vaders out there. They're the guys
He's not the straightforward hero. He's kind of he is a hero.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really play it until the very end there.
Yeah, and I also like his brother. It's also very complex how he's represented in the third movie and some of the extended stuff in two. But yeah, I'm. That's kind of the way I swing, if you know what I mean. But my wife loves it, and like, there's a scene in, I think it's Two Towers, where Legolas, otherwise known as Orlando Bloom, who had about 8 seconds of film time in Black Hawk Down before he fell out of the helicopter and killed himself.
Whoops.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that, but there's a scene where he's getting up on a horse. He's on the ground and he's shooting arrows at those dog things that are coming at him.
Man, he is fast with that bow.
And then when he reaches up, because he sees, I guess, coming up behind him is, I don't know if it's Gimli or what's his beak, the guy.
I think I know what scene you're talking about. Go ahead.
The guy that runs the missiles in Red or Crimson Tide. Anyway, I can't think of his name. What's wrong with me? Oh, it's right here. Aragorn. Thank you. So when Aragorn sees this going down, he, you know, kind of seems like he says, okay, I'm behind you now. And he, in slow motion, reaches up and literally flips himself up in slow motion around that horse. And I thought my wife right there was going to file divorce papers and leave me. I'm out of here, she says to herself.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Then there was that stupid thing he was in here recently that turned her off on him. So anyway,
stupid chick
show. Yeah. What was that thing called? It was like, I don't remember. I can't remember anything tonight. Without Andrew, I have no brain.
We're useless, You know what I'm talking about, Andrew. Andrew's kind of like radar. answer it.
He is like radar. Okay, so here this is. Mini-mates, minifigures. These are totally cool. Ages 4 and up, so everyone who listens to this is probably qualified to get these things. Nice collectibles. A lot of people like them. These come again from youbynow.com. Check them out, youbynow.com, if you sign up and order something from them. And they got everything, I'm telling you. Every geek toy you can think of. Make sure you use
your coupon.
Yeah, use the Extra Life code, right?
That's right.
I don't think it's changed. I have to check on that, but I'm pretty sure not. That'll get you 10% off whatever you buy. So good times are had by all. And that includes stuff they have on closeout, like, you know, stuff that's like down to $12.99 that they're not going to carry anymore. Yeah, you'll get the deal no matter what you get. So get it while the getting's good. So let's have a quick contest on this.
Let's do it.
I just realized I gave away my Orlando Bloom question.
Really?
I was going to say, what movie was Orlando Bloom in where he only lived for about 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah, you did actually give that away. You jerk!
Damn it. I feel like such an idiot. All right, so we're going to make this a little more complex. We're going to do it a little bit like we did with the current contest, and that is we want, and we'll give that away here in a minute, and by the way, not nearly enough of you participated. I think we scared them away with the whole say the name sexy thing.
Oh, man, come on.
So we're going to make it even. We're going to make it equally as hard this week. Here's what you got to do. You need to send us either a crap line call, which is 206-203-CRAP.
Or a picture of you kissing your mom.
That would be not a bad idea. Only if your moms are hot. Just kidding. Please don't send us any of that. But anyway, you have to send us either by that phone number or an MP3 file to myextralife@gmail.com. You, with your own rap about Legolas and Gimli.
That is funny.
And then we'll judge it. And it doesn't have to have music to it. It just needs to be you rapping. Like, on the hill one day he had the thing and the deal and the stuff. Whatever. I'm not a good rapper, as you can tell. And you don't have to be either, but whatever makes us laugh.
That's why we need your help.
Yes.
That's right.
And whatever makes us laugh the hardest, you win. And we'll send this right out to you.
No, we do not come up with these contests on the, you know, on the fluke.
On the fly. I didn't just pull this out of my butt. Not at all.
This was planned a week ago.
Yeah, we should have. I mean, we did. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Of course we planned it a week ago. But yeah, that's the way we're going to do this one, and I'm looking forward to that, and we will send it out to you. And a little extra surprise in there. I won't tell you what it is. It's a surprise. That's why I wouldn't tell you. Why would
and
I tell you?
And if you want to send a picture of you kissing your mom, that's fine.
Yeah, too, bonus points. You get bonus points. That'd be funny if someone actually did. So do it.
That's funny.
Okay. That's that. With that, we'll give that away soon. Let's give away this contest from last week because you can tell we're burning a lot of time on the contest today. I wonder if we're short three people. Could be. All right. Here are the two. Only two people had the guts to do this. Every other contest we do,
I am disappointed.
I get 100 emails for every other contest we do. This one, we get two because everyone's such chicken crap.
I know it.
Totally. Now, the contest was for this Lobster Johnson character that I'm looking at right now, to give that big action figure
away. You're
looking
at your Lobster Johnson?
What was our the contest was who could say the sexiest version of Mike Mignola's name, the artist who created
Mike Mignola.
Hellboy. No one says it like Obsidian, but we wanted somebody to come close. So we're going to vote right now. Brian has not heard these. I've only heard them once tonight. So here they are. Contest number one. Oh, you know, this guy just locked himself out because he didn't leave a name.
Oh,
dummy.
So does that mean only one person is actually valid
and
entered?
She's going to win. But
contest rocks.
We're going to play it anyway. So here's the guy that can't win because he didn't leave his name.
Oh, man.
And it's not working.
Oh, wow.
That's good times right there. That's what you want to have happen.
Mike Mignola.
Okay, there he is. Did you hear that? Let's try that again.
Mike Mignola.
Not bad.
Mike Mignola. Yeah, would have maybe had some connection. It could have been a contender, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's no name, so I can't just say, now whoever that was, send me an email. I'll get 50 emails.
Yeah.
That was me. So here's the only one that did, and this came from a chick. This comes from Sarah. I think we've actually phoned her before.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Yeah, you may have already won. Here's her. Listen to this.
Hi, I was calling for the Hellboy contest. My name is Sarah, and here it goes. Mike Mignola. Though I hope that's okay.
Okay.
Dude, that was no sense to the guy leaving his name. He would have
won. Yeah, she would have won anyway. Girls are better at that kind of crap anyway.
Oh, I know it. That was awesome,
man. Because we're dudes and we're, you know.
Sarah.
Dude, that's like Jefferson Starship you're singing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, just Starship.
Just the Starship, yeah.
They had long forgotten Jefferson, whoever he was. Okay, well, that takes care of that. Let's take a quick break, everyone, and come right back. When we do, Brian and I have some more things to talk about, as well as other cool things. Oh, yeah, phone calls. We're going to make a phone call to our two missing people. And while we're at it, we may prank call the local pizza place.
All that and more when we come back.
What is Jawbone?
Kind of saucy.
What is Jawbone?
Bad taco meat or something.
What is Jawbone?
Is it a Sasquatch or is it more of a skunk ape?
What is Jawbone?
Can I dial 911?
The BBC calls Jawbone the podcast Jerry Seinfeld would have made had he settled down in Cleveland with five children.
That's true.
Witty.
You could start by putting your pants back on.
Funny.
Where's the monkey meat?
Hilarious.
I gotta go to Shetler's.
Whew.
Excuse me.
From the streets of Cleveland comes Jawbone Radio.
Oh, that's down gotta be trouble. There.
Listen in at jawboneradio.com.
Where's the guy with the meat?
Everybody's talking about Extra Life Radio. Don't be left out. Make your voice heard at myextralife.com.
And we are back from the big fat break. I need a pee guard bad. Everyone's bugging me about this pee.
I thought you meant for your pants.
No. No, not that kind of pee
it's
guard.
It's called Depends.
It's firmly in place. There's no problem with it. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Brian and I are here. No one else.
Hi. How's it going?
In case you just tuned in, which is stupid to say because it's a podcast. we're going to make some phone calls.
Let's do it.
So who do you got queued up? Who can we call first?
Okay, let me see here. Hold on a second. Who do you want to call first, Andrew or Obsidian?
Let's call Andrew first. Okay, Andrew. Yeah, do Andrew. Let's do Andrew.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're dialing. Everyone listen.
All right, we're dialing. It says disconnecting.
Let's see what kind of volume we get on this. Oh, that's good.
Ringing. It's ringing. Shut up.
Here goes. This is big trouble. I'm scared.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for the retarded guy that lives there.
Hello?
Yeah. Oops, I think I called the wrong place. Hang up, quick. Just kidding.
Dude, who is this?
This is Andrew.
Oh, you sound like you're sleeping. Are you sleeping?
Yeah.
That's why I answered the phone and I said hello.
Dude, slacker.
That's why I did that.
Wake up, man. What are you doing? You think it's you know what time it is
asleep.
There?
I'm just kidding you, goofball.
Oh, are you just tired?
He's been behind his computer fighting dust bunnies all day.
Well, you're on the air.
Oh God, disconnecting that thing was an absolute nightmare.
I imagine it was. So wait a minute. You have some awesome connectivity there, though. So what's the problem? You need a new modem?
Yeah, basically it's the default connectivity. And for it to handle the eight pipes of the new connectivity, I have to get the newer model modem.
Ah, okay.
Basically.
That's good times.
But the thing is it's going to be such a huge jump.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What I had... Yeah, we definitely should have no problems with me hosting because I'll have an extra three megs a second more than I had before.
Yeah. Well, how come Sarasota's got such better internet? Is it a different provider or same folks?
Well, it's Comcast over here. And on the East Coast, it's Bright House. And supposedly when I turned in my stuff today, my cable box and my modem, they told me, I go, Comcast has got better internet service than you guys. Oh, we're
and they
to
said,
have that in,
shut up.
Yeah, they were like, we're supposed to have that in February, you know, at no extra charge to you. And I was like, well, it's a little late now.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So they say they're going to have better. Yeah, we're supposed to have that in February. It's what, on a boat, shipping from someplace?
Yeah.
That's crap. They could give it to you now.
According to what? Bright House told me, beginning in February, at no extra charge to the customer, your normal 5 megs a second will now be 8 megs a second.
Nice.
Or whatever.
Well,
very nice.
My DSL blows and sucks.
That'll be nice if it works.
Yeah.
You know, if they actually do it. I remember like 6-7 months ago, I got a card in the mail saying that they were going to offer that, and they were calling it a gamer premium internet access, and they asked me would I be willing to pay like an extra like $20 a month,
and you said no.
And I said, I was like, I don't know about that. I was like, that'd be $60 a month. I go, for $60 a month, it better be like 10 megs a second or
nothing,
something like that.
Nothing better than your freaking phone company filling you out. How much money you got?
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Yeah, well,
It's well, like I mean, Tijuana on Blizzard, the phone.
Blizzard just did it with, what do you call it, with their character transfers. I got that email where they're like, would you be willing to pay $40 to move your characters? And I was like,
God.
I was like, I guess I would have to have at least two or more characters to make it worth the $40.
I think they should do, you know what? And we'll probably talk about this on The Instance, which is another podcast that we'll talk about later, maybe at the end of the show. But you know what we ought to do, Andrew? We ought to talk about, you know what Blizzard, this is what Blizzard should do. Blizzard should, instead of charging you 60 real dollars, they should charge you like 60 gold in the game.
Holy crap.
You know what I'm saying?
The only problem with that, the reason that'll never happen, truthfully, technically, that would promote people buying gold in order to move their characters.
Yeah, but they'd have to pay that anyway. People. Do you see what I'm saying? They have to pay $50 for enough gold to do it, or they'll pay 60 gold that they had to earn.
That's true.
Okay, but how does that benefit them?
Who's them?
Well, see, the thing is
Blizzard.
I don't understand why
gold don't mean crap to them.
Blizzard should just do the whole same thing Sony's been doing. Just start their own gold selling service.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you could buy your gold legally from Blizzard, that pretty much kills the Chinese gold farmers right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all gold farmers are Chinese. I'm just using the same.
Right. You don't want to.
Just using the same term everyone else uses.
You're not laying down broad racial sort of stereotypes or anything.
Yeah. Just 20 million Asian people.
Hey, believe me,
whatever.
If I could get paid like $20 an hour to play WoW all day, I sure as hell would be doing it.
That's right, man. That's right. Those guys in China are smart.
I'd be the first one signing up. No benefits? I don't care. I'm getting paid $20 an hour to play WoW all day.
Yeah, the place rocks. There's a billion of us. We got bad water. There's no internet infrastructure. Let's see. We started SARS. That was good times. And we also pay $20 a day to play WoW.
Oh, SARS.
Well, Andrew, are you settled in? Are you all set and we'll have you back on air soon or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty much – tomorrow I got to go get the new modem and – test because to open it, all they have to do, all I had to do was call them.
Yeah.
But they said they were like, "What model of modem do you have there?" And I told them, they're like, "Well, you're gonna have to come in and get the newer model because that model can only handle up to like 6 megs a second." So he's like, you know, he goes, "It's already activated, but you're only gonna be pulling in an extra meg a second than you are now until you come get the new model." Well, the Comcast facility is like right down the street. I don't start my new job till Friday. So tomorrow I'm going to go and swap out the modem. So.
Dude, I get 756K down and about 325 up, and I want to shoot myself in the head. It's not fair.
Yeah, see what I'll be having soon, I'll have 8 megs down, and I'll have 673K up or whatever.
Yeah, I hate you both.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
To begin with, even if you don't use it all, that's like an outrageous increase.
Yeah,
it's insane.
What
were we going to say, Brian?
What's the deal? Obsidian's not on the show tonight.
Good times.
Obsidian's in the same boat you're in, dude. He has no
in the same boat
of urine. I don't know what I'm saying. No, he's in the same kind of boat. He has no internet tonight. He got no internet. He's home.
No internet.
Yeah.
None.
Is he in his new place now?
Yes. He's in the cave.
In his new spot, but he has no internet.
You know, it's the risk.
Yeah, but the thing is technically he had no internet to begin with.
Yes, that's true. He had no internet to begin with. It's all cat hair. I've told everyone before, it's bamboo and cat hair. That's all they've got down there.
Oh, so it's like, okay, sir, you had bamboo and cat hair now. Well, now we're moving you up. You're going to be using elm and orangutan fur. So it's like...
In the fur off an orangutan's ass.
Man, can I tell you how glad I am that you did that tonight? Because the show would have been completely empty of any Andrewisms until that very moment, right then.
Well, I called the crap line.
We played it.
And I left that little tidbit that I found out about the new Future Sport.
The Future Sport 3. Heck, we haven't even seen 2, but 3's already in the works.
I learned about that.
You know what I think we should do is we should start a campaign to go and change all the boxes of Future Sport to just say Sport, because technically it's not Future anymore.
Sport breed.
We could put a piece of black tape. We could put a piece of black tape over.
We could just go around and make little. We'll get Extra Life stickers that have the ExtraLife.com on it, yeah. And we'll find anytime we see a copy, we'll slap it across the future.
And speaking of which, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm thinking of a new shirt for Extra Life Radio, in addition to the one that's already up there. A new one. You guys have seen the Joss Whedon as my master now.
Yeah.
I think we should do Dean Cain is my master now shirts.
And it's kind
excellent. Of, yeah, we should.
Yeah, and we'd be playing off kind of a subculture
of
the Oh yeah. Or the well, isn't the other one? The other one's done in the Spider or the Spider. The Star Wars
it's
font.
In the Han Solo font.
Yeah.
The Star Wars font.
Yeah. So I don't know what we'll do, but that's an idea.
We should
so
do it in the Superman font.
There you go.
All right, well, dude, we're going to let you go because it's like midnight there, and you need to, I don't know what you need to do, unpack your fetish items.
I'm still technically unpacking some stuff. But, hey, I got the machine hooked up, and I even played WoW for a little bit today.
Nice.
Good man. On very slow connection, but
and I
played
got,
nonetheless.
I think we got a couple new people that joined while I was on today, one of which is, I think it's your nephew, Scott.
Oh, Chris? Is it Chris? Oh, no way, dude.
I didn't have his actual name, but he was like, "What?" He pops on, he whispers, and he goes, "What's Scott's character's names?" And I'm like, I go, "Do you want to join the guild? I can get you in the guild."
Yeah.
And he goes, "No, this is his nephew. I wanted to know his character's name so I could play with him." I was like, "Well, if you want to join the guild, you know, then you can play with everyone from Extra Life."
Yeah, then
like,
you're
yeah,
in.
That'd be cool. So
yeah, well, but Scott's never on.
That means he's new to the server, which means he'll be starting a new guy, which means I can play right alongside him with my chamois. And by the way, I did play the other night, one night ago, and we added two more people that night. So
sweet.
Yeah,
we're up as of the last download. We're on the instance. We're going to talk about that. Plugin that I want everyone to update them.
Yep.
So far, there's like Thornhoof is like the only other person that's uploaded their data to the website.
Slackers, come on, people.
Basically, we have like 45 people in the guild now.
Yeah, that's a good size guild, man.
46 if you count your nephew who just joined today.
Yeah, that's a lot of cows getting tipped in Wailing Caverns. It's good times.
Oh. Well, see, what's cool now is we can all hang out like an Ogrimmar and hold up those Eat More Chicken signs and stuff.
All right, dude. Well, have fun unpacking.
It would be
fun. Oh, keep going. You got
no
more.
Problem,
he's got
man.
More. Keep going.
I look forward to listening to this tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be fun.
To see how well it – to see – because I felt bad. I was like, damn it, I got everything running, then I had problems with the modem, and then I had problems getting sound because I didn't hook up my surround sound system to the computer like I had at home. I just rigged up a basic pair of speakers until I get my desk.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn it, I told the two speakers, I'm not hearing anything. What the heck is going on? So
yeah. Well,
finally got it working. Granted, WoW doesn't sound as cool unless it's in surround sound. But,
that's true. Well, you'll be able to hear.
Other than that, yes.
When you get the show, you'll be able to hear what a cheesehead Brian and I are by ourselves. Dude, we're having like the worst lag tonight. Hello? Are you still there?
Well, I heard, Brian, when he called earlier to test this out, he made the comment that he's like, my connection sucks. He goes, it's kind of good that it might only be the two of us because I don't know if I can handle more than two people.
That's right.
Yeah,
like this, push.
Yeah, well, this is true.
Well, I heard that at Brian's house, if he's making microwave popcorn and the phone rings, it blows the circuits for the whole neighborhood.
It's true. So,
he's just got to have his kettle corn, baby. He can't
I'm not allowed
go
to
without
pop popcorn.
It. Yeah, that's funny.
It's all air popped.
All right, man. Well, take
awesome,
it easy
guys.
And say hi to everybody there and be safe. And I'm sure I'll see you on Thursday for the instance. Things will be worked out by then, and for sure next Tuesday. So. We're glad we
no
called
problem,
you.
No problem, man.
We needed some crappy jokes. It's
calling.
All good.
All right.
See you, man.
Thanks
see
for
you later,
to
dude.
See you.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. Okie dokie. Bye.
So he's out. Is he
he's
out?
Out.
He's out. Okay.
He's out.
Thank you, Andrew, for that. He can't even hear me, so who cares? All right. Now let's call our good buddy Obsidian. Why not? Why not now?
Okay.
Why, if
sounds
not
good.
Now,
we're,
when?
And we're calling him on a cell phone.
All right. So, they have cell phones?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a rock with some like gum on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's in Iraq because I called him earlier, and Will's getting that total
you think he's
CNN
in Iraq?
Lag, lag crap. Yeah, so.
All right. We'll give it a shot. This will be fun because I don't know why. I just enjoy it.
We'll just call him Geraldo. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go.
It sounds like Bluto.
Welcome to the 30s.
He never said anything back then. You notice that, all the old Popeye cartoons? He'd just go...
Yeah, yeah. Holy crap, that's loud.
Oh, yeah, it's loud. It's not so bad. It's not so... What is that?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Franco DeMarco El Pino Wino. We're trying to track down a freaking drug trafficking little bastard that loves Dean Cain. Just kidding. Hey, how's it going there, dude?
Mr. LP. Well, it's going fine. You know, hungry and
alone.
No internet. I'm home.
I haven't told him about your internet. I haven't told him about your refrigerator incident. So go ahead.
Tell us about your fridge.
Well, there's not much to tell, seeing that I don't have one.
Well, wait a minute. So you just don't have a fridge. I know you moved, and so that's probably what we're dealing with here, but you didn't move with a fridge, or did you expect there to be a fridge, or what happened there?
Well, I didn't expect there to just be a fridge at my house.
Hey, look at this, a fridge.
No. I I got my parents were very nice to actually give me a refrigerator that they used to have in an apartment that they used to rent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, no, not that they used to rent. An apartment that they own and they had rent to somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
But it just so happens that the person that used to live there, when they left, they actually took the refrigerator with them.
Oh, jerks.
Oh, man.
They stole it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so now I've been living off bread and warm soda for a week.
So did they jump in the refrigerator and float it to America, or what?
Well, no, actually, it's from Cuba. You need a station, actually.
The Cubans will ride anything to freedom.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It's great. It's great because you know the sharks can't bite through the refrigerator.
Even if they got to ride their Uncle Lopez all the way to Florida, they'll do it. Oh man,
that's awful.
But,
all right. So are you?
I don't have a fridge and I don't have internet.
So other than internet and fridge, the move's okay. You're going to settle in and be okay. How about your comic? You can be able to upload that thing and all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just get, like, a friend, you know, that has internet. I just go to a friend's house and upload it. It's not very convenient.
Yeah.
And it's not good to not know, like, what's happening during the day with the comic, but it's working for the moment.
Your fans
understand. I don't have a phone either.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, but you got the cell phone. Now, where did you get this? And don't say off the dead body of a soldier or something weird like that. I guess that's...
Okay, so lie. No, you know, I'm just teaching more classes this semester at the university, so I eventually had to get a cell phone or give my students my home phone number.
Oh,
so
way.
I prefer getting the cell
phone. Well, pish posh.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want them calling to my house.
No.
But yeah. Because I don't have a phone. So.
Professor O.
Professor O.
I need help.
It's all about the O.
Professor O. Yeah, that's
that was good.
That doesn't sound right. Sounds like your sex ed teacher.
Well, we hope everything continues to improve communication-wise for you. Do you think you'll be back in the saddle, as it were, for next week, or what are your prospects? Hello?
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I guess they must have tracked him down.
They probably have a scrambler down there. The CIA is like, that's him. Move in. I've been watching too much 24, as you can tell.
Oh, man, I love it. Did you watch it last night?
Oh, it was great last night.
Yeah,
that show's awesome. And you know what? It's like almost like last night was a kind of a breather. Just a little bit. It was like, okay, let's everyone catch up for a second, breathe for a minute. And, you know, if I act like a total noob to 24, it's because I am. I've missed all these other seasons. Yeah. And now I'm totally into this thing. But you know what? Brian and I were talking earlier tonight. Are we done with Obsidian?
We're done with him. I'm not calling him back.
All right, we won't call him back. He's in Colombia. We're wasting his minutes. I don't think he's got some kind of like nighttime minutes down there. Everything's like gun to the head. Pay us right now, El Diablo. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I was talking to Brian earlier, It's a bit of a renaissance period for good TV, I believe, right now.
I believe it is, yes.
And better than it's been in years. And I've decided that pretty much the funniest thing on TV right now, and not since Seinfeld have I said this, but the funniest thing on TV by far, I think, is My Name is Earl. That show has me in stitches.
They're going, can't you hear me? Hello?
Sorry, we lost Brian for a second. He was like, you're probably panicking. Oh, no. We've got no internet. What's going on? Anyway, I was saying about My Name is Earl. I just think it's the funniest show on TV. What do you think?
I agree. And the masses agree also because they've moved it to Thursday night on NBC. So that's the crowning achievement.
That shows some serious, that the network has faith in it. But
that's right.
I think the fans have made it, succeed, obviously, because they get good ratings. But, man, that show is funny. I just was dying tonight.
Jason Lee is great. Jamie Presley is just...
He's hysterical, man. And you know what else I've noticed? They keep having these guest stars on that are like big-time actors and mostly character actors, but people that you look at and go, oh, my gosh, that's Giovanni Ribisi is some redneck friend of theirs. Oh,
he is so great in that show, too.
And Bo Bridges was Earl's dad. And the chick from, what's her name, is the mom. I can't think of her name. The one that show.
She was a comedian,
She was on that show with Bob and with Doug McKenzie. He wasn't playing Doug McKenzie, but
don't judge me, Earl. Don't judge me.
Don't you judge me, Earl?
Don't you judge me?
That show's funny. Now I want to tell our international viewers, listeners, that if they've seen My Name is Earl, that is not what most Americans are like. It's a it's a caricature.
Yes, it is.
Well, it is in your part of the country, but no. You got neighbors right up the road like that, but it's like it's a caricature of a class of people, perhaps, that I just find absolutely hilarious. And it's also got it's got a good heart. The show is just great.
It does.
I like it.
It does.
So, thumbs up for freaking Earl.
If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah, check it out, baby. Check it out. All right. Well, that about does it for today. Except we want to go through a couple of emails that we got. We're getting there. We're getting close. Oh, we have another great mashup at the end of the show, by the way, from the venerable, awesome Obsidian.
No, Sebastian.
Dude, stick a pen in my ear and just end my pain.
Sebastian.
Gosh.
And he's in India right now.
He is?
They're painting a red dot on his head, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, plus we got to call this pizza place. I'm not forgetting about that.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, get that queued up while I read this email real quick. Okay. This is from... Hold on. Now I've lost it. Yeah, we're on top of things. Okay, here we go. Drew Cunning wanted to follow up on our whole sequel conversation about movies that should be made into sequels and so on. It would appear that my email won't open. Give me 2 seconds. Okay, here he is. Drew Cunning says, I know it's a bit late, but I was on what you Americans call vacation, and I didn't see the show news until today. Anyway, the movie sequel.
He was on holiday.
Yeah, he was on a holiday. Pish posh, thumb up me bum. Anyway, the movie sequels I would really like to see, and I think are becoming. Oh, and I think that are coming. I can't even read this. Are the Chronicles of Narnia? The first one was so dang good. The rest will be good as well.
That's great.
As long as they don't screw it up. Well, that is all. And that's kind of funny to say. The rest will be good as well, as long as they don't screw it up. I think that's true of everything, really, in life.
I agree. That's a rather profound statement.
I still haven't seen it. I feel
slacker. Have you seen The Lazy Sunday? I mean, this is kind of old news. I mean, this has been on the net for almost a month now, probably. But Lazy Sunday,
Chris
Parnell from Saturday Night Live. They do the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty good. That was actually one of the few things in recent Saturday Night Live history that was any good.
Yeah, yeah.
But thanks for that message there, Drew. We also got a message from C.D. McCullough. And he would say something if my email wasn't so slow. I don't know what's going on tonight. It's like this freaking log jam. We have a log jam? Okay, well, forget that. We're going to play our movie of the week instead. Jeez. I'll read that in a minute when it finally comes up. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's Gmail, I guess.
Is it a Mac?
It's not a Mac. It is a Mac Attack. Okay, this one's called Drunken Fury. This is a film. Oh. It's one of those crappy kung fu movies. I know we've done two of these in a row, but I love
these. This
would be the
part where Andrew would say, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, right. So, Andrew, if you're listening, you've seen this. And you probably know something about it randomly that we don't know. But since you're not here, we can't tell it. But I did get some funny sounds from this thing, and I think you'll enjoy them. Here's one where the devil introduces himself. Here it is.
Who are you? and the devil.
Okay. That's worth playing again.
You and the devil.
There it is.
Who are you?
And the devil. So,
apparently the devil is in this show. Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Good times for the devil. That's we also, stuff. There's something here about getting off the roof. I can't remember what, but here it is.
Give me the book or I'll kill you all. Don't threaten us and get off our roof.
Get off our roof, you lamos.
Yeah, get off the roof, man. They use the worst translation and like voice work for these movies.
Man.
And I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist. I thought it was too funny. Here's another one about chewing food down somewhere. I don't remember what it is.
Someone stole my gold teeth and I can't chew my food down here.
Someone stole my gold teeth.
And I can't chew food down here.
Yeah, you'd That's never great, know man. From awesome. You'd never know from hearing that that was anything but LSD trip. Yeah, I don't know what the crap's going on there. But,
I'm the devil.
Yeah. So fine film. I rushed through that because we're running out of time, but I didn't want to miss the movie of the week because many of you love that segment.
How the crap did we take up so much time?
We just yak on a lot and we're a bunch of turds, basically. And we had two guys on the phone and, we pretty much became a regular show tonight.
Yeah. True.
They're not here now to say things like, Scott, did you have a juicy one? Or say, or whatever. whatever they say. C.D. McCullough said, I've been listening to your show and reading your comics for a few months now. Who needs television with wacko entertainment with you guys around? Filling my ear holes.
Oh, thank you.
I'm happy to fill your ear hole. Not feel it, but fill it. Anyway, I am too a cartoonist. As of 19 weeks ago, I'm a web cartoonist in diapers. I wanted to mention this because people can check him out at videocdm.com and check out his comic. Just wanted to mention
it. I'll check that out.
Anyway, he says we sound like a nice bunch of guys. Keep it up. Well, thanks very much. C.D. McCullough. I am the devil. Oh. and lastly, we got something from Fantasyush.
Fantasyush?
He says, hi, Scott. This is Fantasyush.
That's a guy's name?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe it's a chick.
All right.
He says, this time I got a good question for the show. Those I asked before were carp. Carp? I think he meant crap.
Carp.
But whatever. I want to ask about the thing, probably not just what I want to know. Okay. I'm serious. This is how it reads.
I thought you was having trouble reading it. Okay. It's actually written like that.
Yeah. He says, what do listener, listner, what do listener to got to do to be readed played on the show?
Spell badly.
I'll tell you, that's exactly what you have to do. Come off like a real Nimrod, and you're going to get played. That's right, baby. We'll read your crap
that's
on the
right.
show. That's very funny. So thanks, your name I can't pronounce. I think that's... Have we done it all? Holy crap, dude. I was nervous about tonight because...
We're done.
Not because we can't handle this, but because Brian and I, it's been a long time since we've just been he and I on a show.
Yeah, exactly.
And we didn't know about these absentees till the last second. So, good times. We may not see much of Mark. Mark has gas problems. That sounds wrong. I don't mean
that
it to.
Does.
He,
that does.
He
man.
Does not want to continue to pay the exorbitant amount of gas prices it costs to come to my place,
That's
which
right.
is a bit of a drive. It's like a 45-minute drive for him.
Wow, really? I didn't know it was that
So
far.
He was sacrificing quite a bit to even come down here. So
wow,
we will still,
that's all he talked?
Yeah. And we'll
I'd be talking up if I drove 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'd take over the whole show if I was
Y'all shut up. I'm talking.
It's my time on the mic. But he's going to show up once in a while for the occasional appearance. And also Jeff, who has been on the show before, he has indicated he'd like to come on from time to time. So we'll always have some guest on.
Why doesn't Mark just admit to his gambling problem?
I thought you were saying his gay problem, but... but gambling too. Works. Gambling works.
Gambling.
Yeah,
he's down in the gay bars gambling.
Gay gambling. There's nothing quite like gay gambling. I don't even know what that would be. But anyway, good luck to all the gays who are gambling. But I think that's it. We're at 51 minutes. That'll give us time for a mashup and a couple of little other things, and then we're done.
Ooh, we're done.
The show's done.
Done.
Want to mention before we go that there are two other podcasts that I now host. There's The Instance, which is the World of Warcraft podcast, which has 6,000 subscribers currently. It's screaming. It's killing this show because you got all kinds of exposure on iTunes. Long story.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's doing well. So check that out on Thursday nights, and you can check it out. Check out more at theinstance.net. Also, I started a new cooking show with my wife.
That is great. I haven't listened to it yet, though.
You should check it out. It's her idea, and it's called Geek Food. And basically, she makes...
It looks fun.
Yeah, she cooks recipes that are for geeks.
for geeks, you.
Yeah, this week we're making Wookiees.
You're making Wookiees.
Yep, they're like cookies that look like Wookiees. Yeah, they're cookies.
Oh, that's too cute.
And wait till you try her sand speeders. Mmm, good stuff. She also whips up a nice batch of the One Rings to rule them all. They're onion rings. They're really good. So all this stuff kind of has a geek connection. She makes a lasagna roll that looks like nasty flesh, and so we call those Reavers. So anybody interested in Serenity will like those. So that and lots more is coming up on that show. We'll eventually start actually publishing some of these recipes, and it should be a fun time. So check that out at geekfood.wordpress.com, and you can check out those shows. There's only one show so far. Yeah. We do those on the weekends. And as you can tell, my life is completely out of time.
Plug the shirts.
Go to elr.studiom80.com and buy some shirts, gosh dang it.
That's right.
Actually, we've already got a bunch coming, but there's always more. And we'll have more designs out there soon. Commission's got a store up there now. Extra Life will soon have some more stuff up there.
If you just go to studiom80.com, I've changed it so that you can access all the stores.
Yeah, that's right. It's all right there for the taking. And I swear there's about 10 other things I wanted to talk about tonight, but I don't remember any of them.
Yeah.
You know, it helps to write stuff down.
Did you take that amnesia medicine I took a couple weeks ago?
I did. I don't remember the rectal at all. And yeah, it's all good now. Actually, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on that stuff so that tomorrow, at least about 4 hours of work, I can forget because I got some big crap coming up tomorrow. B.O. Anyway, I don't know what B.O. has to do with it either. I'm a little random. Okay, well, that's it. So, Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And thank me for being here.
Thank you.
We're so thankful to be here. You've been listening to Extra Life Radio, and that was Brian and I. This was our little two-man show. Next week, the whole gang should be back, and we got all kinds of cool stuff coming up. And a quick announcement that Scott Ramsumer from VG Cats is coming back to the show for a return appearance. We don't have a date yet, but it will be soon. Also, next Tuesday, we'll be calling Dubai and talking to a fan live in the Middle East. So all of that and more to look forward to. If you want to check us out online, check out myextralife.com. You can email us at myextralife@gmail.com. And as always, call the crap line, 206-203-CRAP. We'll see you guys next week.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I think I shall now be sick.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Extra Life Radio Program. It's Tuesday night. That must mean we're having a group show. Because I have decided this last weekend, it is the best show. My gosh, what the hell is wrong with me? Bring back the Shankara stones. Excuse me, but I'm a damn monkey.
I am not Scott.
That makes me glad and proud. Good night, everybody. Drive safely. Hello? I'd like to win the car. What the crap is stunts?
Never heard of stunts.
You could just do stunts.
And then I look over the top of my thing here.
When is something up to snuff?
Let me go out on a limb here. Of the future.
Okay. I'm feeling kind of bloated today.
Have some free time, why don't you? Obsidian likes to have two Mignolas with one Coke, please.
You show the world that the character from the comic, Carlos, is allowed to fondle your breasts.
That's scary to me, because I don't know what they really did during that experience. They grafted my new penis from my back. I'll let you be the judge. What do you guys get on Telemundo down there that you really dig on?
Commissioned lifts and accentuates.
Because anyone that's that happy has got something to hide.
That pretty much covers show number 71 here on the Extra Life Radio podcast and radio show and clown activity. And we'll be back here next week, barring any sort of problem, with my stupid host, who I love, and thank you for the hosting.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with the word she can get what she came for.